Chuck, thank you very much. And it's a pleasure to be the chairman of this particular panel this afternoon and to be with you, members of the Philadelphia Society. I think the theme today certainly is an appropriate one. Chuck asked me to come down, and I said I was very come over since we're right here in Los Angeles, and I'm really very honored to do so. And I'm not going to give a speech, but I would like to just start out with a few things before I introduce our next speaker. That we are a fairly large business here in Los Angeles and 160th in Fortune 500. But I can tell you just a few years ago that we as a company had a very low profile. Now, Mr. Dart, Justin Dart's been very much involved in politics over the years, as some of you probably well know, but we as a company were never involved in any kind of the political arena at all. In the last four years, we've gone from a company of low profile to one of very high profile, and we get involved in everything today, and basically just because of survival. It's absolutely essential that every business, large, medium, or small, and individuals get involved in the political scene, or we won't continue to have a society as we have it today, and I firmly believe that. As a result of that, we as a company have joined with the University of Southern California. Clay, I don't think, minds that too much if he's in the room. And we have done a number of different things. We, for example, have a voters alert program going with our 22,000 employees in the United States today in trying to get our people to become more involved in the political scene and get out and vote, regardless of what party they're going to vote for, but just become involved. We think it's a pretty good one. Over 300 companies have picked this up. We have a grassroots program where we get our employees involved and we get them involved in knowing their congressman or their senator or their local mayor or whatever it is so that they too have a voice in what's happening to them. We call it government key contact. We also have gone out to all of our shareholders and asked if you're interested in becoming involved in a program that affects you as a shareholder, your company employees, and would like to become involved and write your congressman, senators, and let us know. We have that all in data processing. We can just push a button and go out to some 6,000 shareholders immediately to take a position on the tax reform bill or whatever it happens to be, and we use it frequently. And we also have a political action committee and are the 12th largest political action committee in the United States today. That is of corporations, and we use those dollars for helping candidates that believe in business and believe in the free enterprise system and are fiscally responsible. And we're sticking to that policy as far as our PAC is concerned, and we've given over $100,000 so far in this election. Now, I didn't want to give you a speech because I'm taking too much away from the speaker that you came here to hear. Just a little note about the National Tax Limitation Committee, of which your speaker is the president. And just let me give you a little background. The National Tax Limitation Committee was founded in 1975. It's terrible to be nearsighted, by the way. If I have my glasses on, I can see you, but I can't read the paper. And then when I want to read the paper, I can't see it. In response to a growing demand from all comers in the nation for assistance in limiting tax and spending powers of state and local, as well as the federal governments, the NTLC has a rapidly growing membership, more than 60,000, with members in every state. It is completely nonpartisan. It is currently assisting citizens, legislators, and organizations in many states in their efforts to amend their respective constitutions. And the purpose of the National Tax Limitation Committee exists to provide economic, political, and legal counsel on tax spending limitation through constitutional amendment to provide advice and help in actual stateside campaigns for constitutional amendments, to serve as a clearinghouse for information and experience gained in statewide campaigns, provide national publicity for statewide efforts, and to make nationally known speakers available for local campaigns. The NTLC has concentrated on statewide campaigns to this date. However, its ultimate goal is an amendment to the federal Constitution providing for a limitation on taxation and spending by the United States government. And he has a package, our speaker back here, that is available to you on first a tax limitation newsletter for the summer of 1978 that talks about the national amendment and what is happening to that, and a special report on the first National Tax Limitation Conference workshop, which started out, I believe, with on state limitations and later formed the efforts now on the national limitation. In addition, there is a package there showing that some 30-odd states where they have tax limitation organizations. It's available to you back there and gives you a pretty good picture of the organization. Now, I first met our speaker today, Louis K. Euler, in Sacramento a few months back when he talked to a group of business people belonging to the state chamber, California State Chamber. And he talked then on Proposition 13. It was just immediately after Prop 13, as I remember. And we were at that time, when I say we, business people and a number and the chamber and other associations such as Caltax, started to discuss SCA 42. As you know, SCA 42 didn't get too far, and we finally ended up without really getting a limitation. And he'll talk more about that, I'm sure. Now, Lou Euler is president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. He is also in business as a land developer, and he is also a consultant, and he is an attorney. And he started and has a great background for this because he started back with Prop 1 and spent 3 years with the Reagan administration. And he'll talk to you today about what's happening on limitations in some of the states as well as the federal level limitations. So with that, I'd like to introduce Louis K. Euler. Thank you very much.
Thank you.